The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I want to start your morning with something kind of awesome. You may have seen this video floating around. It kind of popped up over the weekend, but it just goes to show you how awesome The Rock is. He is driving around and he takes a little video from inside his Jeep, and he is getting ready to pass a bus full of tourists, right? They're on a...
Yeah, they're in his neighborhood.
Yeah, they're on like a celebrity sighting sort of tour where, you know, the bus just kind of goes over and like, okay, and on your right, that is the house of Megan Fox. And on your left, you'll see, right. And so anyways, so he starts filming himself pulling up on this bus full of tourists.
All right, this is kind of funny. There's a tour bus here. It always tours through my neighborhood. Hey, you guys know where I can find The Rock?
He just pulls right up and then just
Their faces instantly.
Rolls down his window and is just like, hey, you guys looking for The Rock?
How you guys doing? I'll wait. Don't worry.
Yeah, because they all start like fumbling for their cameras and their phones to try to take photos and everything.
How you guys doing? Everybody good? All right. Hey, you're very welcome. All right, brother. Oh, cool. Well, you guys have a good trip. All right, thank you. Love you too.
The Rock.
Oh, well, that was fun. It's a good way to start off my Saturday.
Yeah, so...
That's adorable.
Yeah, pretty cool video there. We've tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, what a great way to start your morning. Just The Rock, man. He just continues to just put a smile on the face of people. And it's just... He's just like one of those good dudes, you know?
Yeah.
Every hour, brought to you by Kara Heating and Cooling, Kelly Kate.
So there was a 25-year-old Polish javelin thrower, Maria Andrzejczyk, took the silver medal at the Tokyo Olympics. Less than 2 weeks after she ended up winning, she auctioned off her medal to raise funds for an 8-month-old little boy in critical need of heart surgery.
Wow.
Now, she didn't even know the baby or the family. She heard about the case on social media, wanted to help out because she is a cancer survivor herself.
Love it.
So the surgery needed to be done at Stanford University. So with travel and all the expenses, it was going to cost around $385,000. Half was already raised through other efforts, so she was trying to make up the difference. And the winning bid not only met but exceeded the original fundraising goals.
Mm.
And here's the best part. The winning bidder, which was like a convenience store chain, said they didn't want the medal. It belonged to the person who earned it.
Oh, so they just donated the money.
Yes.
That's cool.
How great is that?
Yeah.
So, I mean, she gets to keep her medal, and the little baby is going to be able to get the surgery that he needs. It's just a fantastic story.
Win-win all around.
We will tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
99.7 DJX. I don't know if you remember us telling you about this giant rubber duck that mysteriously appeared in this harbor up in Maine. No one knew where it came from. It had the word joy on it, and it was just kind of floating there, and everybody was just kind of like perplexed because it just appeared, and it just kind of sat there.
It was a happy mystery.
Yeah. The only reason I'm bringing it up is it mysteriously disappeared as... mysteriously as it arrived.
And so we still have no answers. Now it's just gone.
So there was an anonymous letter received from someone claiming to be responsible. And the letter read, Joy. And remember, that was the word that was printed on the front of the duck. It says, Joy simply is foul play. F-O-W-L.
I get it.
In this day and age of such bitter divisiveness in our country, we wanted to put forth a reminder of our commonalities instead of our differences. And nothing embodies childhood more than being in a warm bath with your rubber ducky. The joy of not having a care in the world other than having to remember to wash behind our ears. So that was the letter from supposedly the person that claimed to deliver the duck. So no one knows if the duck will return or even what it all meant. And again, we were kind of speculating when we told you about it last week that maybe it's the start of something. Like it's a start of a promotion or something. So we'll keep you posted.
Maybe the duck will return.
Yes. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Text from Missy says it's going to be Nick Lachey hot today. 98 degrees. Yeah, I like that.
So, I love it.
By the way, speaking of kind of a throwback artist, a YouTuber reimagined Gwen Stefani's Holla Back Girl. Remember that song, right?
Uh-huh.
As an old-timey ragtime song.
All the girls don't feel like this. Few times we've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that, cause there ain't no Holla Back Girl.
It kind of works.
Right? It does. I feel like we should pull that out tomorrow night for the Belle of Louisville cruise, because I feel like...
That's probably going to be more of along the style.
I feel like is it a 20s style or something like that?
I don't know.
Anyway,
I'm really confused. I'm just going to show up and find out.
It's kind of out of our wheelhouse, but regardless, the last time we were on the cruise, the TBT cruise on the Belle of Louisville, I mean, it was pretty fun. The whole boat was a rocking, but maybe you'll hear this.
I like it. It's a nice twist. Also, yeah. Can we just go ahead and give that full credit for teaching us how to spell bananas? Oh. I mean, let's be honest.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I didn't know how to spell it before. So thank you,
true
Gwen.
Statement.
Thank you, Gwen. All right, coming up next, it is a setting the bar story, and it involves just a guy wanting to sell his car. That's all.
Okay.
That's all.
Normal thing.
Yeah, a lot of people buy and sell cars. So why is this a setting the bar story? We'll let you know. Setting the bar. These are examples... If you do nothing else today, and even if your day is just kind of crummy, you can kind of look back on this moment and go, you know what? May have been bad, but at least I wasn't that guy.
Yeah, this is, you know, other people's bad life choices going to pump you up.
That's right. So, yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without taking your nice car out for one last drive after you sell it, you're doing okay.
Okay, so I'm guessing that one last drive didn't go well.
Driver decided to take his sports car for one last joyride before selling it, but unfortunately...
Uh-oh. What happened? Unfortunately, what happened from WITN?
Ended up flipping it over on a Pitt County Highway. Rescue crews were called to Highway 11 in Stanton Mill Road just before 2:00 Monday afternoon.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So this guy, he had a 2020 Corvette Stingray.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And he was like, yep, I'm going to sell this sucker. Apparently, like, they're pretty rare, and so he was going to get a nice
return on the investment.
On this, yeah.
To find a 2020 Corvette Stingray on its side, the driver, Spencer Everett, told WITN that he pulled onto the highway and gunned it.
Yeah.
A little breeze.
I opened her up. I opened this baby up.
Wow.
And then what happened?
Everett then lost control of the sports car, running off the road and into a ditch.
Yeah, so he's okay. So,
that's good.
The car, however,
not good.
Not great. He's not going to be able to sell it to the same guy, at least, or at least for the same price.
Oh, wow.
And on top of all that, Spencer charged with reckless driving.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow. That is a sharp left turn for what was going to be such a happy story for him.
Or it was a sharp right turn into a ditch, actually.
Yeah, okay. Oh, wow. That's so unfortunate.
Anyways, yeah, setting the bar.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I get it. If you've got a nice car and you sell it and you're just like, I just want to feel the engine one more time.
One more time in the old girl before I let her go.
I just want to open it up one more time.
Oh, man.
Oh, if you can manage to make it through the day without taking your Corvette out for one last joyride and then wrecking it right after you sell it, you're doing okay.
Oh, that is just so unfortunate for everybody involved.
Yep, that is setting the bar. I think at this point you need in your life the sound of two women sitting on a porch complaining about the lack of toilet paper they were given on a recent vacation.
What? What a porch convo.
And so someone captures this video of two women. They get way too specific about how much toilet paper it takes to wipe properly.
Oh, wow. Talking about
toilet paper.
What about it?
Your mama's saying.
First of all, what are you talking about?
Mama said.
Toilet paper. Your mama said.
That we had toilet paper because she didn't have but one row. Well, all we got a little round cylinder, you might get three wipes out of it. When people go in the bathroom, when they wipe, yeah, you don't do like this.
Oh, God.
You do like this. I mean, my gosh, they must smear hockey all over the butt box.
Oh, my God. I mean, did they say smear hockey? Yeah, is that what it said?
Yeah, all over your butt talks.
Oh, wow. Your butt talks.
Your butt okay.
The butt talks, you reckon?
Butt talks, you reckon? So, yeah, she's like wow. Making an image with her hands of like rolling the toilet paper out. Like, these people must be taking just sheets and sheets and sheets of toilet paper when you should be doing this and like doing like little tight spirals around your hand rather than long, long spirals for just a little bit. So,
I mean, I think, don't we all need a friend that we can sit on the porch and talk about toilet paper and wiping?
All right. If you want to see the video, we put it up on our story on Instagram at Ben and Kelly Show. But it's literally two older women sitting on a porch talking about what?
They're talking about toilet paper.
Talking about toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
All right, every hour we give you feel good stories brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
Officer Taylor Brandt, she joined Washington, D.C. police in December of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Not long after she was sworn in, she kind of hit the ground running. Like 2 weeks into field training, she arrived at the scene of a victim who'd been shot several times. That was the first time she used her tactical emergency casualty care training with an actual victim.
Okay.
And she said, you know, she's always wanted to become a police officer on the job. She's often had to respond to shooting victims. She said, I didn't really realize that's what I was going to get into, especially when I signed up, but that's definitely been my route.
Right.
It's what I do. I'm glad to be able to do it. And she just celebrated 1 year with the department. So far, she has saved 9 lives.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty unheard of. So according to the commander of the MPD training there, he said, I would challenge you to find one other police officer in the country that saved 9 people.
Holy cow.
It just doesn't
cool.
happen. She yeah. truly understands policing is about helping people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'll tweet out the story. She's pretty great. At Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Feel good every hour. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
It's a misconnections kind of day, is it not?
It is.
So when people have an experience with one another and they're not in the moment, in the frame of mind to follow up immediately, then they sometimes go to missed connections and they say, hey, I saw you here. You want to meet back up? And that person who they saw finds it. And then they're like, oh, yeah, sure. And then they reconnect and everything's great.
Yeah, sure. That's exactly how it goes down. Oh, yeah, sure.
That's right.
I remember you.
So Kelly and I scour the internet for the craziest ones. All right.
Uh-huh.
And we bring them to life every single week. With misconnections on the
magical.
Way. Yep. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kelly, I want to ask you because I feel like you know the answer because you're kind of the Marvel nerd of the two of us.
Why'd you have to say nerd? You could say Marvel fan.
Marvel aficionado.
Okay.
So why is everybody freaking out about the new Spider-Man trailer?
Because it looks amazing.
Okay, I watched it, and did we already know that everybody knew that Peter Parker was Spider-Man, or was that something that was revealed?
No, we did, but because
Doctor Strange,
Mysterio kind of revealed his identity
mm-hmm.
at the end of like the last Spider-Man movie, so that's kind of where that starts, and that kind of ruins his life.
Yeah.
When Mysterio revealed my identity, my entire life got screwed up. I was wondering if maybe you could make it so that he never did.
And is that
Doctor Strange?
Is that Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yes.
As
so he's
Doctor
going
Strange
to, him to see if he can like turn back time to where everyone didn't know it was him.
And then it kind of references the Marvel Universe, the Spider-Verse.
Yes.
Right. And is everybody talking about the fact that Doctor, what is it, Strange, is wearing sweatpants?
Oh, no, I missed that.
Oh, you did? Yeah. So I kept seeing everybody going, ah, Doctor Strange is wearing sweatpants. So he looked,
that's kind of awesome.
Little cash, you know, for Doctor Strange. So,
but Doc Ock shows up like at the end, and he's from another Spider-Man movie, like not the Marvel universe. I gotta remember like which particular one that was. I don't know if it was a Tobey Maguire, if it was a Andrew Garfield. I think it was a Tobey Maguire. It might have even been like the first one. He might have been like the first villain in a Spider-Man movie.
Okay.
Before it went to Marvel. That, and he kind of shows up at the end. We're like, oh!
Okay, that does sound familiar because I did see the Tobey Maguire version of Spider-Man. And of course, I've seen Mallrats. And I've
not
seen,
the same.
And
not
I've
the
seen
same.
Spider, not the same. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. So I think
can't
I'm well.
Can't include that. Now listen, some other super fan friends of mine said that that didn't even show half of the cameos that apparently are going to be showing up in this one.
Okay, so I guess everybody's freaking out. I mean, over 40 million people have watched this trailer since it was released.
We've been waiting.
Yeah, and the... and so it's coming out on Christmas this year. And so everybody's like all freaked out about this movie trailer. And I just wanted to ask you, being the Marvel nerd that you are, like what the significance of this trailer, because I watched the trailer and I was like, all right, that's cool. But it didn't
you
move
said nerd
me.
Nerd again. I'm offended.
Okay. Aficionado.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I watched it, but it didn't move me the way that I saw the internet was freaking out about. And I was like, maybe I just need to ask the right person.
Well, you know, if you know anything about time travel, messing up timelines, changing things, it can lead to disaster. And so that's going to, I think, be the whole premise of, hey, if he
messes with
the timeline, what's going to happen?
Series
of disasters.
Series
Who's
of disasters.
Who's going to show up?
Who
are we going to see? Like, the possibilities literally are endless.
Okay. All right.
That's what's exciting.
Okay, cool. So, if you want to see it, if you haven't yet, and you are one of the few that have yet to put your eyes on the trailer, you can up at WDGX.com. We've also tweeted it out, at Ben and Kelly Show. All right, coming up next, we scour the internet. I mean, it takes us a while because we got to find the right ones, right?
We got to sift through a lot of...
I click on the ones with pictures first because I always think those are the best. The misconnections where you just have an experience with someone. Maybe chivalry isn't dead. Or maybe you've had a sketch past and you're still looking for love and you're always keeping your radar open for the possibility.
Never give up.
Never give up. It's that special time of the week when Kelly and I scour the internet looking for people who had an experience with one another, but for whatever reason, they couldn't follow up in the moment. So
what do you do?
Yeah, what'd they have to do, Kelly?
Well, they do a little typey-typey and send out a little Hail Mary at love on the internet.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections. Can I go first?
Sure.
All right.
Please do.
It's a man for woman. It's titled, You Are My Queen and I Was Honored to Guard Your Throne.
Wow. Royalty. I'm excited.
Yes. My buddies and I were playing cornhole outside near the porta potties near the back of the bar.
Oh, no. Wait a second. I'm starting to have different thoughts about the throne.
Then I saw you.
Oh.
You walked over. Sporting that little red dress, dark hair, shaking those hot dog hips of yours.
Hot dog hips. All right.
I don't know what that means. Then your eyes met mine. And you asked me a question I'll never forget.
Oh, must have been a good one.
Can I pee?
Oh, my God.
I answered, of course, m'lady.
M'lady.
You hesitated and questioned whether I would do something juvenile like lock you in there.
Oh, wow. No, please don't.
I guffawed and did what any gentleman would do and offered to stand guard in front of your honeypot.
Very chivalrous. Honeypot?
You looked at me with a shocked expression. I know it's rare to see a real gentleman these days.
Uh-huh.
Chivalry isn't dead.
Oh, yay. He's proving it right here.
It was just hiding inside of me.
Right.
I gotta say, I felt like a level 50 boss guarding that John for you.
Oh, wow.
I even told some dude to pound sand when he asked if I was waiting in line, just in case you wanted me to join you.
I'm sorry, back the truck up? I don't think she invited him.
I was impressed when you finally came out because you looked all put together. But then I got distracted by some other 34 C's when they asked me to do the same thing.
Oh, wow.
Because as I said, chivalry isn't dead, and it
right.
never sleeps. Anyway, if you see this, let's chill sometime.
Okay. Prince Charming.
Yes, he
indeed.
Is. It's Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right, this is a woman for man.
Mm-hmm.
You could be the answer to my troubled past.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a redemption story.
I hope.
I was a spunky redhead waiting to take the bus to go see my ex-husband in prison.
Oh, good.
Sort of starting.
Good.
It was an hour till departure, and I noticed you standing next to the candy machine huffing cigs.
Okay.
Okay. The fact that you sucked down about 20 Camel Reds in about 30 minutes made me think you must be a keeper.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot of cigarettes.
I was thinking that's more of like, that's a big health hazard, I'm just saying.
What's he doing, two at a time?
I never thought I'd be attracted to a man with a mullet, but your John Deere stained sweatshirt and matching cargo shorts totally worked on me.
As they would anyone.
That picture's coming together.
Yeah.
Now, really. After bumming some smokes, we talked about life and our childhood dreams. We both agreed we settled in life.
Aw.
That's when it dawned on me. Even though I was married 3 times by the time I was 28.
Oh.
I was still open. Open for love.
Yes, you were.
And then I accidentally slipped my hand in your back pocket and smiled playfully.
How do you accidentally do that?
I don't know.
All right.
Probably accidentally on purpose. We parted ways, but after you left, I noticed I had a little piece of lint from your pocket stuck under my fingernail.
Oh.
Little memento. Oh, God, don't sniff it. I want to see you again. Tell me what color my rednecks are the best necks tank top was, so I know it's you.
Rednecks are the best necks?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm guessing it was hot pink. That's my guess.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you find love, you gotta hang on, okay?
Yes.
Gotta hang on.
You gotta try again.
Even if it's your third shot or fourth.
I mean, fourth. It's
right,
fourth.
Right. Yeah. All right. This is always
Craigslist Missed Connection.
This one's gonna stick.
So I want to throw some, I guess, tips to any guys within the sound of my voice. All right. And Kelly, you can add to and corroborate this list that I'd like to create. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So things guys should know about dating before you turn 25. Okay. So
all right.
Maybe we can help hear any gentleman within the sound of our voices with this and kind of create a list. But Cosmo had talked about this a little bit and I want to expand on it. But one, opening doors never hurts to be a gentleman, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And flowers. What are your thoughts on flowers? Because some women are like, you know what? They just die. I don't really care. Others are like, what did you do wrong if you see them? And others are like, you know what? Love them.
Wow. Three distinct categories fall into. I personally enjoy flowers, especially when they're for no reason. I don't have to worry about like being suspicious. Like, what'd you do?
Right.
Like, I'm not going to be in that category. So I enjoy flowers, especially. I mean, there's, I love sunflowers. I love, you know, wildflowers.
So they don't
you
have know, to be roses every time.
Yeah. No, they don't have to be roses. I love a beautiful assortment.
Yeah.
It's so, just kind of, you know, out of nowhere, just no reason showing up with flowers. That's amazing.
Yeah. I'll do that maybe 2-3 times a year. I think.
Same.
I'll bring flowers home and I'll usually just like put them as an arrangement on the table or something like that. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. So, and yes, they do die, but they're fun for a while.
Right.
They're pretty
right.
to look at.
Yeah. So, opening doors, Flowers yes. are a good sure. thing. So far, we're batting 2 for 2, all right?
All right.
And these are things that guys should know about dating maybe before you turn 25. Dude, gosh, Dylan. And I feel like his text to us just now, don't comment on their weight, LOL, comes from a place of him doing it wrong. Yeah, never, let's not do that. Let's not make those comments, all right? Regardless of whether you say skinny or what. I mean, it doesn't matter. Let's not go there.
If they ask you, hey, how does this look? You say beautiful, yeah, okay?
Okay.
That's really the only answer.
All right. So let's say weight equals no. Okay, let's not talk about that.
All right. Yeah. No, that's kind of, I thought, an unwritten rule. But yes, let's go ahead and add that.
Let's write it down. Right. Yeah, maybe it needs to be written. Maybe it needs to be written. All right. Okay. What about fun dates over fancy dates?
I would say yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we do enjoy the fancy dates occasionally, but those typically cost more. So mm-hmm. I would say fun dates can be more economical, and I prefer that.
Yeah, and if you're a baller on a budget, yeah. it also uses your creativity to actually get something that you feel would be in line with her ability to have fun. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I think you guys can really get to know each other and your personalities a lot more if you have more fun dates, when you kind of go and you get to play or something.
All right. Not needing to wait the 3 to 5 days to call or text.
Yeah, no, I would say that.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say that rule is so antiquated. It's BS.
It is.
If you like someone, call or text them. And you know what is crazy? You know, I have teenage daughters who are just kind of dipping their toe into the talking to guys sort of thing. My wife is way more bold with them than I am. And maybe it's because, you know, they're daughters and, you know, she's a woman. But she's like, hey, you know what? If you like him, text him. That you don't have to wait for him or whatever. And so
that's true. I mean, just don't play games. You know, if you're interested in someone, let them know. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they may not know. And then you've missed a chance. And then you'll end up in Craigslist.
All right. So basically, if you like someone, tell them. You can yes. call, you can text right away. Doesn't have to be like 3 to 5 days, make them wait.
That drove me nuts when I was dating. And that, yeah, don't wait.
Yeah. Kim said via text, my now husband told me when we first got together, wow, your clothes really hide a lot.
maybe that
meant like her chest. Maybe he was complimenting your chest, you know? And I mean, because that's that, like, you got to think about how a guy's brain works. Maybe he was surprised in a good way about what was under there and was like, wow, your clothes really hide a lot. You know?
I hope that's the case, but it didn't sound like that, the way that line was delivered.
I know. Oh, my gosh. All right. So, yeah, let's add to the list, you know, but, hey, can we throw one more out for guys to know about dating? And I'm just going to ask you, as a representative of all females right now.
Okay. All right. Yes.
All right. Unsolicited wiener pics. Yes or no?
No, sir.
Okay. There you go.
No.
All right. So
and please tell my husband that too. Nope. Not that he's ever sent them, but just in case he was ever thinking about it. Nope.
Unsolicited wiener pics are a no. So those are
no.
All right. These are good things. Good things to know.
When you need advice, go to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Kelly, what would you describe group therapy as?
Well, this is kind of a safe place where you can bring your issue if you're not really sure who else to talk to about mm-hmm. it that wouldn't have any sort of bias or personal feelings involved.
So, Meredith, why don't you walk through everything that you kind of sent us?
So, there's this woman at work that is totally copying my style.
Okay.
If I wear an outfit, she'll wear the exact same thing within a week. And she now listens to my favorite artists, watch every show I binge, and is now hanging out where I do.
Okay.
I mean, she's nice and all, and I've always talked to her, but her behavior in the last, 3 months is starting to concern me.
Okay.
I've tried to talk to her about, the importance of having your own style and, being your own person or whatever, but it's clearly not sinking in. Do I need to take this to HR if this is even a work issue, or should I just sit back and revel in the fact that I'm a style maven?
Yeah, I guess, Meredith, it seems like you are, I don't know why this is an HR issue.
I don't think it's an HR issue. I mean, unless it's like affecting your work or anything like that. It doesn't sound like it is. It just kind of sounds like she's annoyed at
this point. It just sounds like an annoying coworker. And that's not something that, as long as she's not doing anything wrong, I think we're thinking too much about this.
Well, a lot of people in the comments on Facebook are mentioning Single White Female. If you've ever seen that movie.
Oh, gosh,
from
the movie from
the 80s, 90s?
I was going to say, early 90s, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. But Sarah said, you never know someone's backstory. She may just be leading a sad life and thinks yours is more interesting.
Yeah, I almost feel bad for the coworker. Like,
right.
Well, and the fact that Meredith is coming to us going, it's kind of bitching about this person who just obviously likes her and what she's doing and is like trying to emulate her. And maybe it's annoying but think of it more of like emulating she's a kid sister type of thing. And it's a compliment.
Yeah. Sophia said, honestly, I would ignore it. Let her like the things you like. It just means you have good taste.
Yeah.
And Beth, quotes Oscar Wilde, imitation is a sincerest form of flattery that mediocrity can pay to greatness.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of words right there.
It is a lot of words.
Okay, I don't know how much more we want to like go round and round about this, but if you want to chime in, you can. Group therapy here. You can help Meredith out. 502-571-9970. So Meredith is all like, hey, I got a coworker who's copying me.
Her behavior in the last like 3 months is starting to concern me.
It's starting to concern her. She's just like, she's imitating my style. She's now starting to listen to the same music. She's wanting to hang out where I do, watch the same shows.
Yeah, a lot of people mention this is like Single White Female, but I think we're all kind of united in telling her this is not an HR issue. This is not something that you go to your boss with. Susie said, I would wear something really off the wall, eat gross-ish things, listen to horrible music, and see if she copies that too.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dylan said the same thing, was like, hey, if I were her, I'd have fun with it. Come in a skimpy outfit, see if she duplicates it the next week. Barb says on text, although I can empathize with her, I recently had a coworker of 3 years that did kind of the same thing. And as annoying it is, it just showed she wanted to be me. LOL. So, I keep going back to the thing. It's just like, you gotta just look at it like, and then unless she starts like moving in on your man.
Yeah, if she tries to start taking over your life, that's a different situation, but it doesn't sound like we're there yet. Pamela said it's not an HR issue. I can understand it's annoying, but she should be flattered that someone envies her like that. She should just distance herself from her if it bothers her that bad.
Yeah, but if she does start to move in on your man, then message us again or call us again. And we will gladly talk about your situation again and say, you know what?
It's escalated. Yeah.
We should have seen the signs.
Yeah.
And you know, when we talk about it that time, then we'll be like, you know what? All these signs led up to this. You should have seen the signs. But now we're like, you know what? Shrug it
now
off.
We're
Don't worry about
off.
It. Yeah.
Yes, we're blowing you off right now. Listen. But later we might pay more attention.
later. Oh, what are we saying? Not an HR issue. I think
if it gets amped up a notch, then get back with us.
Yeah. Holly texts in, what if she also listens to your show and hears this? Well, hopefully she does.
Well, yeah. And then maybe she might take the hint and back off a little bit. And then everyone's happy.
Or maybe she's the vindictive type that will now start going after your man. Who knows?
And then she'll amp it up and then we'll get another break out of this.
Another segment. That's group therapy. We give you setting the bar stories so you can look back on this moment and say, you know what? Regardless of what happens in my life today, at least that didn't happen to me.
Yeah, you know what? You can still look at your life as a success compared to this.
Yeah, this is kind of a love story, kind of a setting the bar story. Some people may be moved to feel some compassion for Addie. Some may be like, nope. So we'll get to it. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without falling in love with a chimpanzee to the point where the zoo literally has to restrict your contact with the animal, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. So the object of her affection is a literal monkey?
The chimpanzee's name is Cheetah.
Sorry, Cheetah.
Mm-hmm.
And got it.
He arrived in this Antwerp Zoo there in Belgium 30 years ago. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, he's an older guy, right?
Okay.
So, but
been around the block for a while.
Addy has been visiting Cheetah for just about every week for the past 4 years, and she has developed quite a close bond with the animal. She says, I love that animal. He loves me. I haven't got anything else. Why? Oh, I know. And then she says, we're having an affair, I'll just say.
I feel like there's limits.
So, yes, the affair she's talking about are blowing kisses and waving to each other from opposite sides of the glass.
It's an affair of the heart. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So the zoo was like, this doesn't seem like a very healthy relationship. And said, you know what? It's starting to negatively impact Cheetah and his ability to relate to and be accepted by the other chimpanzees there at the zoo.
Wait a minute. Do you know what that tells me? That tells me Cheetah loves her back. I'm just saying.
And there were some female chimpanzees in there going, who's that?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Now listen, I have another question. Is mm-hmm. she paying every time she goes to the zoo for her visit? Because if so, it sounds like the zoo is profiting quite heavily from her love affair. I'm just saying.
So that really makes me think, I wonder what it would sound like if...
Oh, no, sir. Nope.
A just quick Google search.
No, sir. I'm not gonna... No.
Just... Okay. just a little...
No!
Little hit it and quit it there. Some chimpanzees making sweet, passionate love there. All right.
Oh, God. No.
So again, setting the bar. This is setting the bar, all right? And I realize humans and chimpanzees are not that far apart in the whole evolution chain, but...
But this is a bit of an impossible relationship. And for that, I think it's best for her well-being. Well, and for his.
And for his.
And for the female chimpanzees who are getting overlooked.
Right, exactly.
Maybe she needs to look elsewhere. And I know breaking up is hard.
It is.
And she's obviously heartbroken.
Absolutely.
But hoping that she'll get more out of a relationship
with a
human that's exactly
with a
that's
human.
Not yeah. living in a zoo. Right. Yeah.
All right. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without falling in love with the chimpanzee to the point where the zoo literally has to restrict your contact with the animal, you're doing okay.
Wow. Hey, yeah. Do you remember Hot Gorilla?
I do.
That reminded me of Hot Gorilla.
I do.
Like the internet was enamored.
I'm sure
with Hot Gorilla.
I'm sure there were some women just like Addy who were in that same position.
I'm just saying, maybe Cheetah looks a lot like Hot Gorilla.
Tomorrow, I think we have a couple more passes aboard the Throwback Thursday cruise that we can give away. Kind of last minute passes if you want to join us tomorrow night on the boat, Bella Louisville, there.
And listen, if you don't know what to expect, it's just going to be a little cruise for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
There's going to be music. It may be throwback.
Yeah, meaning like it may be music from before like our show even.
Maybe
goes.
Before the radio station that is DJX was invented.
maybe before DJX was even on the air.
We're not sure.
I mean, you know.
It'll be fun either way, though.
It'll be fine. It'll be good. It'll be a good time. So, anyways, Bell Louisville tomorrow. So, yeah, you can win some last-minute passes aboard that. And then the cruise is tomorrow night. So, anything else, Kelly?
I think that's it.
All right, guys. If you missed anything from the show, catch up on the podcast, WDGX.com. Click listen. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode.